This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
Police code for a suspicious package such as a potential bomb. Before I begin, I'd like to take a moment of my time to ask for a moment of silence for my fallen colleague, Officer Brian Sicknick, who died from injuries he sustained in the line of duty defending the capital of our beloved democracy.
The voice of Sergeant Harry Dunn, a Capitol Police officer testifying before a committee investigating the January 6th Capitol insurrection, opening its first hearing today.
Thank you. I was stunned by what I saw. In what seemed like a sea of people, Capitol Police officers and Metropolitan Police officers, MPD, were engaged in desperate hand-to-hand fighting with rioters across the West Lawn. Until then, I had never seen anyone physically assault Capitol Police or MPD, let alone witness mass assaults being perpetrated on law enforcement officers.
In dramatic testimony, Sergeant Aguilina Gonell of the U.S. Capitol Police, responding to a question from Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who lost her Republican leadership position in the House for voting for Donald Trump's second impeachment. That sound is unavailable. We'll try to have it for you later on. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has asked Pfizer and Moderna to increase the number of school-aged children in their ongoing clinical trials to determine if their COVID-19 vaccines are safe for children under 12 years of age. The two drug makers are currently testing their respective vaccines on children between 5 and 11 years of age to assess their chances of developing rare heart inflammation conditions that have been detected in some young people under 30. This is VOA News. Four journalists have been arrested on propaganda charges in Afghanistan, according to Afghan officials today. They were arrested in the city of Kandahar after traveling to the disputed border town of Spin Buldak to interview commanders of the Taliban, which has been clashing with Afghan security forces, according to the Afghan media watchdog known as NAI. The watchdog said the location of the journalists on Tuesday was unknown. An Interior Ministry spokesman said the journalists have been charged with spreading propaganda for the Taliban after ignoring a warning from the government's intelligence agency not to enter the area. China on Tuesday held Foreign Minister Wang Yi's meeting with visiting U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman as a frank, in-depth, and constructive one, while warning the U.S. not to cross its bottom lines. During the two-day talks, China issued a long list of demands and complaints, accusing the U.S. of trying to contain and suppress China's development, while America brought up its concerns about human rights and other issues, and urged cooperation on matters including climate change, Iran, and North Korea. Tuesday's slate of competitions at the Tokyo Olympics has been filled with a number of stunning defeats and setbacks over a variety of events. One of the biggest shocks of the day came when U.S. gymnast Simone Biles, seeking to burnish her already legendary career, withdrew from the overall team finals after failing to execute her planned maneuver in the vault and stumbling backward on her landing. She then briefly left the floor with her coach and returned with her ankle wrapped in a bandage. With the loss, the Russians captured the gold, the U.S. coming in second. Yet another upset occurred in women's tennis as Japan's Naomi Osaka, the world's second-ranked player, suffered a shocking 6-1, 6-4 defeat of Markéta Vondrousova of the Czech Republic in the third round. U.S. President Joe Biden said yesterday the U.S. combat mission in Iraq will conclude by the end of the year, an announcement that reflects the reality on the ground more than a major shift in U.S. policy. Even before Mr. Biden took office, the main U.S. focus has been assisting Iraqi forces, not fighting on their behalf. And Biden did not say if he planned to reduce the number of troops in Iraq, now at about 2,500. The European Union today stressed the need to preserve democracy and stability in Tunisia following Tunisian President Kais Saied's suspension of parliament and firing of the country's prime minister. The U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he had spoken to Saied by telephone and expressed support for Tunisia's democracy. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Joe Palca.